Ed and Brenda's Big Adventure, proudly published by Brolly Books. Written and read by Emma Carey. Have you ever heard of kangaroos who like to ride on bikes? Well, Ed and Brenda really do, and it's a tandem bike they like. Their bike is cool. It has two seats so they can ride together. They like to ride it everywhere, in every kind of weather. They ride to different places, and for them, it's such a treat. They love exploring brave new lands with pedals at their feet. Sometimes they make a turn that's wrong and get a little lost. But when they work together, they can find the roads that crossed. Ed thinks Brenda is really brave and she thinks he is strong. But the truth is, they are both things. That's why they get along. Duck on a Bike by David Shannon. One day down on the farm, Duck got a wild idea.
I bet I could ride a bike.
He waddled over to where the boy parked his bike, climbed on, and began to ride. At first he rode very slowly and he wobbled a lot. Duck rode past Cow and waved to her.
Hello, Cow.
Moo, said Cow.
But what she thought was, a duck on a bike? That's the silliest thing I've ever seen. Duck was riding better now. He rode past Dog.
Hello, Dog, said Duck.
Woof, said Dog.
But what he thought was,
that is a mighty neat trick.
Then Duck rode past Cat.
Hello, Cat,
said Duck.
Meow,
said Cat. But what she thought was,
I wouldn't waste my time riding a bike.
The House at the Edge of the World. I know what you're thinking. You read the title above and thought it must be a metaphor. There is no edge of the world. Every scientist and every non-scientist knows that. The Earth is round. If you try to reach the edge of it, you'll just keep going and going. And if you start walking from, say, Paris and keep walking and sailing or swimming, you'll eventually come right back to Paris again and again and again. But if you circle the world enough times, say 11 or 12 or 13 times, you will, I promise you, reach the edge of the world. And it is an actual edge. The world is there, all solid and sensible, and then all of a sudden, it's not.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. When they were old enough to leave home, Mama Pig said,
"Goodbye, my darling little pigs. Watch out for the big bad wolf."
The first little pig made a house out of straw. The second little pig made a house out of wood. The third little pig made a house out of bricks. Then along came the wolf.
Little pig, let me come in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in.